With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett. Asia rings in 2026 with Australia leading the way, defiant after its worst mass shooting.
South Pacific countries were the first to bid farewell to 2025, while Auckland, New Zealand rang in 2026 with a downtown fireworks display launched from the country's tallest structure, Sky Tower. And in Sydney, Australia, celebrations were held under the pall of Australia's worst mass shooting in almost 30 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Zoran Mandami officially becomes mayor of New York City at the stroke of midnight tonight, New Year's 2026, with inaugural celebrations set to continue throughout New Year's Day. Julie Walker reports.
The 34-year-old Democratic Socialist has two swearing-in ceremonies, one at midnight, which he's chosen to do with New York Attorney General Letitia James at the historic decommissioned Old City Hall subway station, then another bigger one in the afternoon on the steps of City Hall with Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Bernie Sanders. Mamdani is also hosting a free public block party outside City Hall to commemorate the start of his term. Julie Walker, New York.
The Trump administration has ended the lease agreement for three public golf courses in Washington. It's a move that offers President Trump an additional opportunity to put his stamp on another piece of the nation's capital. The National Links Trust is a nonprofit that has operated Washington's three public courses on federal land for the last 5 years. It says the Department of the Interior has terminated its 50-year lease agreement. The Interior Department said it was terminating the lease because the nonprofit had not implemented required capital improvements and failed to meet the terms of the lease. This is SRN News. And I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. Puerto Rico approves a pro-life law, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon, the Republican governor of the U.S. territory, has signed a measure that amends the civil code to read that, quote, every human being is a natural person, including the conceived child at any stage of gestation within the mother's womb. National Right to Life is cheering the new law, saying Puerto Rico's clear and courageous recognition of preborn babies as persons provides a powerful example for lawmakers throughout the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Muslim terrorist crisis in Burkina Faso doesn't get as much media attention as those playing out in larger African states, but local leaders say it's just as bad. One Christian clergyman in Burkina Faso reports that most believers are afraid to go out at night for fear of being targeted by Muslim gangs. He tells Aid to the Church in Need that the blood of martyrs is the seed of the church. The key word is resilience, perseverance, and prayer. This is SRN News. The Queen of Motown, Diana Ross, will perform in Times Square for New Year's Eve.
Diana Ross is the headliner for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, performing free in Times Square. The pop icon will perform a medley of hits. The event will air live on ABC December 31st at 8 p.m. and repeat on Hulu. Other performers include Mariah Carey, Post Malone, and Demi Lovato, the hosts in Times Square, Ryan Seacrest and Rita Ora, with Chance the Rapper in Chicago and Rob Gronkowski in Las Vegas. I'm Julie Walker.
Pope Leo XIV has closed out 2025 with a prayer for the city of Rome. It might be a welcoming place for foreigners and fragile people, young and old. He gave thanks for the 2025 holy year that brought millions of pilgrims to Rome. This is SRN News. I'm Bernie Bennett.